Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What is up, Scaredy Cats? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and for those of you who are new here, welcome to the Scaredy Cats podcast, where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and all other creepy stories. So if any of that interests you, make sure you hit that follow button today. It's free, and turn on those notifications so you never miss an episode.
We also review the latest scary movies that come out, guys, and if there's any stories that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in those topics anywhere on our social media pages at the Scaredy Cats podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this episode. And as you saw, this is going to be the part two story of La Llorona. If you guys haven't heard last week's episode, it was like a little bit of a throwback. It was one of the very, like, I'm going to say, like, at least top 10, top 15 episodes we did when we first started, like, our podcast. Yeah. This one is definitely long overdue because a lot of you guys wanted a part two.
Yeah.
So almost a year later, here we are with the part two. And before we go on, if you guys haven't tuned into our latest series featuring Sipping Tea with Joey and Marie, definitely check it out. It's called Murder Mysteries. It comes out every other Monday, and it's about us trying to discover who the new killer of Only Murders in the Building season 3 is, along with a murder mystery, like an actual story. Yeah, guys, definitely tune in. It's very interesting. I like to say it's like it's a podcast about a podcast on a podcast,
literally. And like the first episode, we talked about Mata Viejitas, which, if you guys don't know who she is, she was Mexico's first lady serial killer. And
then scary.
Yes, in this latest episode, we talked about like the Missouri Code killer.
Yeah,
and that one was pretty crazy, so definitely check that out, guys. So with all that being said, let's jump right into today's story. For those of you who haven't listened to part one, we highly recommend for you guys to go listen to it after this episode, so you can learn a little bit more about her backstory and all. We are briefly going to explain what she is, so you guys who don't know still can listen to the episode and understand. So La Llorona is an urban legend in Mexico. As the story goes, after La Llorona drowned her own children out of spite, she drowned herself, and it is said that she roams around the streets in Mexico at night crying for her kids, which sounds like this. The name Llorona came from her weeping, which llorar in Spanish means cry. People all over Mexico have stated to hear her cries echoing at night, while others who had had their own children taken from them at night and were later found drowned, which is pretty scary. Yeah. And it's bone chilling to even think about.
Yeah, it's really scary. There's some stories that my mom and dad have told me. We actually talked about it on our last episode.
Well, you know what, really though? Creepy. Another idea that I just had that popped in my head is, what if somebody posed as like Llorona and was taking these kids and drowning them?
That'd
like
be
what
scary.
If like this was even like an actual like ghost? What if this was actually somebody and everybody was so like stuck on this whole story that like
it's a legend?
Yeah,
that'd be creepy.
Ooh, I don't know. Honestly, I shouldn't have even said that.
Honestly, that'd be creepy. And if you really think about it, no, I'm not gonna say like the cops aren't gonna go investigate a kid that was found dead by a river, but you know, people would automatically think, oh, it's La Llorona.
Yeah,
but that would be scary if somebody was like actually going out there and doing
right?
this.
Right, that's what I would. Yeah, weird. I don't know. It's just a thought.
But today we're going to be talking about, like I said, some true stories reported by the people of Mexico, along with listening to some of what is said, the realest audio captured of La Llorona. So, first story goes like this. My name is Juan. This is a story my mother passed down to my siblings. It took place when I was around 8 or 9. I'm 45 now, but this took place in Mexico City. My abuela was going to meet with her friend to go to church later in the evening. As my abuelita was waiting for her friend at a bus stop where they agreed to meet, nearby the bus was also a creek, I should say. It was around 7 p.m., so it was getting pretty dark outside, but while she was waiting for her friend, she kept hearing like the sound of somebody crying. And as she looked over her shoulder to the creek, she saw this woman in all white, and my grandma thought, you know, this kind of looks like my friend. What is she doing over there in the river, and it sounds like she's crying. So she starts walking towards this lady and starts calling out her name. She's like, Maria, Maria, ¿qué estás haciendo? Which in English means, Maria, what are you doing? But there was no response. As my abuela got closer, the lady began to walk towards these trees away from the bus stop. But once she caught up to her, the lady turned around, and my grandma said she froze after what she saw.
She said the woman's face was pale with dark demonic eyes and a wrinkled face. My grandma said that she was in some sort of trance, and all she could hear was whispers of her voice saying, mis hijos. And out of nowhere, she snapped out of it and ran away as fast as she could. But to make it even more scary, she said once she got up to the bus stop, she looked back and the lady in white was nowhere to be found. Man,
I don't know what I would do in that sense. When it comes to the Llorona, I've heard both sides. Like, people have encountered her and seen her, and she's supposed to be like beautiful, like this beautiful lady. But then there's other ones where it's like this, like her eyes are all black, she looks wrinkly and old and like demonic, and like I don't even either one I would not want to come across. But what would you do, like, in this scenario? Say you were the, like, Juan's abuelita, and you were waiting for your friend, you're just getting ready to go to church, and this happens to you.
I'd probably just run right away. Like, I wouldn't even give it any thought. Like, my first thought, like, my first instinct to any situation like that is to run and scream. I feel like I'd just start, like, I'd book it, and I wouldn't even, like, look back. So I'd be like, no, this, there's no time for this right now.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would do in that sense. Like I said, I wouldn't want to come across the Llorona at all. My parents have told me their personal stories, and it, like, just gives me goosebumps. And we talked about it in our last episode. Oh no, we talked about it in like a couple episodes after that. Like, when I was doing research, some weird stuff happened that, like, I could not even explain. Like, my dad, my brother, me, and like my family, we literally, like, heard this.
Well, you know what's so crazy, weird. What I'm thinking about, with Halloween around the corner, it'd be a really good costume, right? But it, I wonder, would. If anybody, like, in Mexico, like, if they ever dress up as a Llorona, and then there's other people like, no, like, don't play like that, you know?
Or I'm,
like,
pretty sure,
you know, because, like, I feel like I'd be like, man, that'd be a good costume. But, like, you're walking around and, like, imagine, like, somebody just, like, like, freaking out because they really think it's her.
Yeah.
That would be a good costume.
That would be a really good costume.
Because, like, what if someone starts chasing you, really think that, like, you're her? Or what if you I don't know, because, like, the costume itself, right, she's always obviously dressed in white, like, her face,
like,
is covered, dress? So, like, it'd be like a dead bride.
Yeah,
basically, right?
It basically is. Well, I think we've seen in, like, a couple Halloween stores last year, in one of the local ones, Point Dexter's, I think I saw one, it said a dead bride, and it literally looked like the Llorona's.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she is.
I feel like you can go, like, the Segunda or, like, the thrift store, you know, and get a pretty cheap dress. DIY it, you know? Yeah. Like, if anybody's trying to figure out what to be for Halloween this year, be La Llorona. But with all that aside, guys, now this is story number 2. So this took place in 1992 in Mexico when I was about 11 years old. Many Hispanic families have many stories of the paranormal, but one legend in particular that scared me was a legend of the Weeping Woman, aka La Llorona. This tall, thin spirit is said to be blessed with beauty and long black hair and wearing a white gown. My family has always said they have seen her roam the rivers and creeks weeping into the night and searching for children to drag into the creeks and nearby lakes. One night, my youngest brother was staying over at our tío's with our primos, ended up falling asleep watching TV on the sofa, but was woken up around 4 a.m. by a strange glow coming through the kitchen window. It was pitch black, then I began to hear terrifying screams that sounded far from the house.
Then I started to hear my dog outside howling and whimpering. As the screamings got closer, my dog began to scratch at the door, trying to get in, so I opened it and he stormed right inside. The screams were something I have never heard before. Then the screams began to say, "Ay, mis hijos," oh, my children, in English. I was panicking, so I ran and turned on the lamp in the living room, and the screams stopped. So I peeked out the window to see if there was anything outside, and then loud knocks started at the door. I ran to my parents' room and woke them up, and all of a sudden the screams and the knocks stopped. I asked them if they heard anything, and they both responded with, "No, ya duérmete," go to sleep. And literally, when I was like younger, and like scary stuff happened, or just, I, like, freak myself out, and I, me and my little brother, we would always, like, my parents had that same reaction. We would run in there, like, we heard stuff, we heard people walking in the back of the house, we heard footsteps, the door knob jiggling and all this stuff, and we'd go tell my parents. They wouldn't even wake up or nothing to check around. They'd just be like, "Yeah, duérmete."
Honestly, when I was younger and stuff like that happened, I would never wake up my parents, because waking up my dad, guys, is so freaking scary that, like, I had some stuff going on, and I had to wake up my parents before I left, and I went and woke them up. My dad, like, flips out of the bed like a ninja, and he kind of, like, does this pose, like, "What?" And, like, he freaks himself out, but it is so terrifying to wake my dad up. So, like, when I would hear things, I'd wake up my siblings before my parents.
And I've been here to, like, to experience that. There's been some stuff where I've been here at her house, And instead of like going to tell her parents, she literally texts all her siblings, calls them. Did you hear that? If they didn't hear it, then you know.
I'm just like, whatever. I'm
tripping. Just like forget about it. But if they did hear it, then they do the investigating themselves. They go peek out the window, check like the door, and all this stuff.
And then when we tell my parents about it in the morning, they're like, why didn't you wake us up? I'm like, I don't want to wake you up. That's why, because you scare me when I wake you up. But back to the story, guys. I was scared to go back to the living room, but I did, and quickly turn off all the lights and turn on the TV. An hour passed by, and I didn't hear anything, so I thought to myself, it was probably some chamacos who were trying to scare me. So as I covered myself, I saw a shadow pass by the window. At first, I didn't think of anything. I thought I was just scaring myself, but the second time, it sounded like someone was giggling outside. I covered my whole body and hid under the blanket, then another knock at the window. Then something whispered, mi hijo lindo, eres mi hijito lindo. I decided to peek from underneath my blanket, and I saw a white figure by the window. I yelled for my parents. I yelled like I had never done before in my life, and once my parents ran into the living room, the white silhouette vanished. But what scares me to this day is knowing how close I was to being taken by Llorona.
If I was this kid, I would be traumatized of falling asleep in the living room.
I feel like if I ever came across her, I would just automatically know it's her. I feel like seeing something like that would be intriguing.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what the heck is this? Like, especially like her silhouette and like just like how literally like she's basically floating is like what a lot of people say like when they see her and stuff. But I know if I ever see her one day, I would just like panic. I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think I'd run, but while I'm running, I'd be like,
I would love, not in a weird way, I would love to like encounter her, like go to Mexico.
Don't
and
even
like
say that.
Like encounter her, because I think it'd be interesting, but then it would be terrifying. Like there's certain things like
you scare like me. You
want like you believe in ghosts, but you want to see something, but then again you don't.
In order for you to really believe it,
yeah.
I feel like because I've seen ghosts, guys. Like oh man, I've seen ghosts, and hey, I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming, maybe I'm not. I have some pretty crazy dreams, but like at the end of the day, I know ghosts exist. But when it comes to La Llorona, I don't know if I'd ever want to see her.
Yeah.
But I'd be intrigued to see her. Not saying that I'd want to see her, if that makes sense.
When it comes to the Llorona, I don't doubt she doesn't exist, because like I said, every person that I came across has told me their story. They say it in a way where it's like, I'm not doing this to like entertain you. I'm just saying because I went through it and it was scary. Yeah. That's the kind of vibe
it's
that
like they're telling you in a warning way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I have a question for you. Like now that we're on this topic, do you believe in the Chupacabra?
I'm not gonna say I don't believe it. I guess I'm 50-50.
So like you guys who are listening, if you guys believe in the Chupacabra, let us know, because like I feel like when it comes to La Llorona, like okay, I'm 100% there. But when it comes to that thing, I'm like, I don't know. It just could have been some weird animal, and like someone was probably like tripping out that night. And
it was just some like abnormal bat eating freaking animals. Yeah. Who knows? Right now, we're just on this episode, we're focusing on like Mexico's Llorona, because when I was doing research, I do know that there's some in like Puerto Rico, there's some in like all these other Latin places, and they have their own version of La Llorona. But we're talking about Mexico's Llorona, because that's what we grew up on.
No,
that's the story that our parents tell us, you know, like our grandparents and stuff. But yeah, like the ones that my dad told me, I'm just like briefly say it in this episode. I did say the whole thing on our first, you know, podcast of La Llorona, but it was really creepy. Like my dad, he had a bakery with his uncle, and this place was huge. The corner that it was built on, first of all, it was called like the Devil's Corner. It was said that a certain day during autumn, the devil would stroam through that corner of the street with a black horse, and he would be like riding on it, and it's basically like death was roaming the street, which is just scary to think about picturing that. So that would happen. And then there was also a black cat that would somehow come inside the bakery when everything was locked up, and when my dad would like chase it around to try to get it out, it would go inside buckets, and when my dad would look in the bucket, it was gone, and then it'd appear in a different bucket over there, and my dad would go run over there, and then it'd appear back to the bucket where he saw that it come in. And then there was encounters that he had with duendes, which we also did a podcast episode on. But there was one time where it was like late at night, and he was going to his friend's house, which was just down the street from the bakery, and it was him, my uncle, and like I said, a couple of his friends, and they were watching a scary movie. When the movie finished, it was late at night, and they were walking back, and like this bakery was like a two floor thing, so on the second floor is where they all lived. So they were making their way back there, and when they were coming back, Like, it was, I'm not saying it was super close, but it was a good distance. And when they were walking down, my dad kept hearing, like, weird stuff. He didn't think anything about it. They kept walking. And my uncle is younger than my dad, so. And then out of nowhere, his friends just come running down the street saying to run because the Llorona's after them. And my dad just started laughing, thinking that they were trying to mess with them because they just got done watching a scary movie, you know? So there's, like, he didn't believe them. So my dad just laughed. But my dad said, looking back on it now, like, the look on their faces, it was, like, not that they were trying to mess with us. Like, they were literally, like, saying run. Because right after that, my dad heard like some crazy screams, like literally screams that'll give you like goosebumps. And he said when he looked back, it was like this glow. So, I mean, in this way, like a lot of people when they encounter the Llorona, they always say it has this glow and a mist. So that's what my dad saw. And like it was literally like coming down the streets yelling and saying mis hijos and all that stuff. You know, just to make if you want to listen to the full story, go to part one. But my uncle ended up breaking his leg because he fell and like twisted it. And so my dad had to like run back, carry my tío. And then they ran and got to the bakery. And then his grandma ended up hearing all this, like the screaming and stuff. She came outside with a Bible. And then the Llorona like literally vanished.
All that in one day. Yeah.
But I went more into depth in part one. But just experiencing that, I think like it would just be so weird. But now that we said those stories, we're going to be listening to what it said to be some of the most realist audio. This audio was captured by a lady in Xochimilco, I think that's how it's said, but she was watching TV late at night and she began to hear screamings coming outside her house. She said that she had her window open to like, you know, let the breeze in. We're gonna take a listen. Let us know what you guys think, but here we go.
Buenas noches, amigos. Estábamos viendo la tele y de repente se escuchan unos gritos. Oigan, oigan. Dolly, vente para acá. Ay, no mames. Vente, Dolly. Vente. Escuchen los perros. No manches, tengo la piel chida. Dolly, vente para acá.
All right, so, I mean, listening to that, the first thing when it comes to like these audios of La Llorona, I like to listen to like differentiate the dogs and supposedly her scream. And in this video, I feel like you can hear the difference in the dog, the way the dog's acting. I always look at that too, and the dog was whimpering a little bit, like if it was scared, you know. So I don't know, what do you think?
I think, yeah, like probably like 75% of it could have been it, but yeah. Like the other part of me that's like, what if it was, I don't know what it could have been, some freaking weirdo, or I don't know, but
yeah,
I don't know if it's technically her, but like what if someone was playing like some kind of recording or doing something, but yeah. And then again, it is night, so I don't know. Yeah, it is pretty weird. Either way, she heard something weird.
Yeah, she was on Facebook Live. Yeah. Everybody was commenting. The street looks really weird. Like, there's just, like, one lamppost. But yeah, you can hear her clearly if it is, like, you don't know or not. It definitely does sound different from a dog howling or barking or whimpering. But her dog, too, was acting kind of scared.
Yeah.
Out of, like, a legit scale. I would give that a 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm around, I think, there too.
70, yeah. 75.
Yeah.
Let us know also what you guys think about this audio anywhere on our social media. You can also leave a review letting us know what you think. But this next audio was caught by a police officer in Mexico. He was supposed to be called to the scene because people were reporting strange noises outside their houses at night. But this is like literally screaming. This one gave me the chills because like the screams were
really loud and clear.
Pretty intense.
I think it was just the lady that was hurting, or like something was happening to her, or it also sounded like an animal, but either way, that's pretty loud.
I don't know, this one definitely did give me the creeps just because it sounded weird. But like you said, I think it, because I mean at the end of the video it really doesn't show much, but it just like this lady is screaming in the middle of the night. in the dark. Like, that just, like you said, she could have gone through something. Something maybe happened. I don't know if I necessarily think this is La Llorona, but hearing those screams, I would be scared as a police officer.
Yeah.
Like, showing up to the scene and not knowing where this lady's at, but you just hear some freaking, like, crazy screams like that.
Those were intense screams.
Yeah, I would have goosebumps. Mm-hmm. On a legit scale, what would you give that one? I think I believe the first one more.
Yeah, I'd say 50.
You're 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say 50. I think it's a little lower for me.
I think I would go like a 50. It did scare me a little bit more just because the scream sounded weird.
Yeah.
But I think I believe the first one a little bit more than this one. Let us know what you guys think. Like we said, give us your thoughts. But with all that being said, thank you guys for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on all pages at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, like we said, please leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate it. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.